Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 131. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on?
I'm creeped out.
You are? Good. Good, Sean. Nate, you creeped out?
Always.
Always creeped out. I'm creeped out, too.
That's right.
I got the willies.
Yeah. Well, you know why we got the willies?
Why right do now? You guys have the
willies? You're forcing Dr. Pimple Popper in our face.
I love watching
sick freak
Dr. Pimple Popper and all the other.
We found out you, videos. Your wife, your kids, and Jenna like yeah. Dr. Pimple Popper.
That oh, my mom loves it.
And I have a PT I work with, Lauren.
Bigger the sit and all that cottage cheese looking stuff. String cheese. No. There's one the narrator goes, look, it's string cheese. And this, it was just a little pimple. And they popped that thing. And it just, this skinny looking white pus just kept, and it just kept coming. They'd scrape it off. And so then they squeeze it more. And it just.
I've seen some gross things in my time, but they're just disgusting.
I mean, honestly. I love it.
It's supposed to be satisfying, but I don't find it
satisfying. And you get the big black heads and they dig that out, or they'll take the lance and they'll push it and then just, you know, the pressure.
What about
that thing is monstrous.
What about videos of bot flies?
We talked about that before. Oh, my gosh. No, thanks.
Now, that really grosses me out because it's like living. It's like,
yeah, you don't want anything living in you.
Yeah. But yeah, there's some great, great videos.
It's really the most disturbing thing is
what's
lit
this
up
on your skin? It has eyeballs.
I know. Yeah.
How lit?
Wait a minute.
How lit up?
Tell me the buzz off.
How lit up you get when you talk about this?
Oh, it's great.
Lit up like a Christmas tree, ironically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yuck.
There was one I was watching. There was a lady. She's probably, I don't know, close to 80, the old lady. And
she's full of pus.
Well, no.
Don't squeeze grandma too hard.
she's
pissing vinegar. Yeah. Oh wait, dang it.
That's all right. So here I go again. So she's sitting in the thing, and there's this. Now it doesn't look bad. I'm like, I could barely see any. It was kind of red, but it wasn't. If I would have seen her, I wouldn't have gone, oh my gosh, what is it? But there was something. She's like the Dr. Pimple Popper. She's like, yeah, it's pretty hard. And so she cuts a nice little straight, lances it, squeezes it. Doesn't even use a tool. She doesn't need to. And it pop, it pops out. It's like a rock. It's like calcium pebble in this woman's neck. Mm. It was like where her collarbone is. Mm. I'm like, that is unbelievable. She's like, this is so hard. Yeah, it was in her
it's
neck.
Disgusting,
I'm like,
is what it is.
I watched it two or three times. It was great.
So you're going to.
But like just how it popped out. And then her skin. Yeah,
it's giving me the
fantastic.
The heebie-jeebies. Maybe even the pee doodles.
Look that up. No.
the pee doodles. You're going to ask on the social media and group chat.
That's right.
You're asking who likes it, who doesn't.
Yeah.
You said you're going to have
a poll.
A live party.
I'm gonna do a viewing
party.
Yeah. We're going to have cottage cheese and string cheese.
Fritos and cottage cheese.
Pudding.
Who brought all the snacks?
We're gonna have brown.
I think
chocolate
this is,
pudding. And
that's a whole another level of creepy.
Aren't the creepies glad they pooed into this one?
Some of them are probably thrilled, and some of them are horrified.
Like, yes, like I love it. And they're like,
Nate and I are part of the yuck. Mm. It's a yuck factor.
Mm. Boo,
boo.
You guys aren't fun.
Like I said, sometimes I can handle it, and then other times
I'm in the mood I am right now,
and it just
I'm always.
I'll watch it, but I don't find it enjoyable.
It gives you that little vomit feel in the back of your throat.
Like I didn't need to see that. And this is from the guy that watches slasher movies. And
I know. That's eyeballs
crazy.
Get gouged out by a fork.
Fake.
But it's still gross to look at, like especially nowadays when they make it look like it's real. But I could watch oozing stuff out. Big old cyst on the back. Yeah. Yeah, that poor guy. He's like, I can't walk down the grocery aisle. It hurts because he's hitting everything. No.
Well, your first problem is you should have had it looked at when
years ago,
didn't get to the size of a softball.
How does it get to be that bad?
And that's why, like, my wife and I and kids were like, "What? How did it? Why? Why do you let it get so big?" And then you got it. Yeah, they're like,
"No, welcome to the medical field on that one."
Oh my gosh! But yeah, oh yeah. I was telling the guys that one guy raises up his arm. He's got this
speed bag,
and he starts it, and then it's just a stream shooting pus just straight out. He doesn't have to squeeze it. He just lifts his arm. And it's just shooting out. He's just waiting for it to empty.
This is the topic. Is that the gross topic that we could figure out?
You know what? the COSO today. We weren't going to have one. Creeped out. Shout out to Dr. Pimple Popper and all the other thousands of videos and dermatologists and pimple poppers.
I'm holding myself now because it's like, oh my gosh.
I can't wait to get over this episode so I can watch some more.
Give myself a big hug because, oh, that's gross, dude.
Yeah, there's
no COSO. While you're sitting there with your cup of cottage cheese.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can watch cottage cheese. I can talk. What is wrong? I'm so excited.
It's the end of the year.
I can watch
Merry Christmas
videos
creepies.
While I'm eating my cottage
Merry
cheese.
Merry cottage cheese
and,
Christmas.
And vanilla pudding. Oh. String cheese. There was one that... Never mind. All right. What are we going to talk about? Let's just get to it.
We're going to talk about the Hilton Hawaiian Village, and this is out of my mind. Is that a bridge from California to Hawaii?
Yeah. Now, how did you come across this one?
You know, I did one of the Nate things where it's like, let's think. What's something haunted? Hawaii. You know, and I'm like, I'm just going to look up haunted Hawaii. So actually, I came across a couple other different things and topics and whatever.
So
but,
now he's lying.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. You call me lying?
Each time you lie, I'm going to show you a video.
Of Pimple Popper.
Yeah. Look at this thing. All right.
No, but I just thought it'd be fun to do Haunted Hawaii.
Do you have a little foundation?
I do. The Hilton Hawaiian Village Waikiki Beach Resort is a resort hotel on Waikiki Beach in Honolulu, Hawaii. The resort first opened in 1955 and since has grown to become the largest in the Hilton chain of hotels and one of the largest hotels in the entire world. it's interesting because it's located on the Hawaiian island of Oahu.
Isn't that what Mario says?
Oahu?
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah, right. Mexico. That's not what he said.
What is going on?
Let's go.
We go from Mario. Dr. Pimple Popper stuff to now we're. Yeah. I love these little minis. You never know what we're going to get. Like, we don't know what we're going to get. All right.
I'm sorry.
Gosh. These voices.
It says the John Yuna Estate was originally built on the site of the former village of Kalia, which was the childhood home of Duke. Oh my gosh, I'm going to mess this up. I didn't think this through with all the Hawaiian, the Polynesian words. Kaianamuku is consisted of a private estate, right? Consisted of a private estate with an owner's residence, tenant houses, and a salt flat. The portion of the estate nearest the ocean beach was developed around 1900 as a small hotel named the Old Waikiki, then redeveloped in 28 as the Nimualu Hotel. Nailed it again.
Perfect.
I'm done.
That was good.
let's stop there. Let's talk about pimples again.
I have a Reddit story.
Oh, boy.
I haven't read it yet, but says, odd experience at the Hilton Waikiki Village Hotel. Says, my husband experienced something odd when we were on vacation in Hawaii that I can't seem to figure out. Wondering if anyone else has had similar experiences. Says, it was our last night at the Tapa Tower, located within Hilton Waikiki Village, and I went to the bathroom while my husband and toddler were outside. My husband was sitting at the desk eating dinner, and my boy was on the tablet watching something. There was a large mirror on the wall where the desk is, and my husband said while he was eating, he saw who he thought was me walking across the room through the mirror. He was about to ask if I had forgotten something before going to the bathroom, but my son asked him for some milk, so he didn't. By the time he turned around, the figure was gone. He then realized that the bathroom door never opened, and I was still in the bathroom the whole time. Also, I was wearing a red t-shirt and blue pajama shorts, while the person he saw in the mirror was wearing a blue shirt sleeve with some floral pattern and khaki shorts. He said she looked like me with hair tied, except she was wearing glasses. I wasn't wearing my glasses at the time. I tried to ask if it was something he thought he saw out of the corner of his eye or maybe just for a second, but he said it was a solid person, and he actually looked straight in the mirror at it, thinking it was me until he realized it wasn't. But when he turned around, it wasn't there. There was no see-through like Casper or bright lights, and the figure didn't see anything. Okay, I didn't see or hear anything while I was in the bathroom, but definitely couldn't sleep all night. Will not be going back to that hotel room. That's creepy.
It is weird.
So,
I love the fact that, you know, normally when you think of Hawaii or any of the islands or Polynesia in general as something like to vacation and mm-hmm. fun and warm and, you know, like to relax, not something so creepy. But
right, right.
It says, although some people find it difficult to think of ghosts in a tropical paradise such as Hawaii, the Hilton Hawaiian Village has more than its share of ghost stories from the hotel staff and guests. It's said that the ghost of a beautiful woman in a red dress is constantly seen wandering the halls. Other people also claim seeing her on the beach. Many people believe that this beautiful young lady is the volcano goddess who comes to Earth in many forms, including that of an old woman and a hitchhiker. Legend says that in 1959, an employee of the hotel saw the young lady vanish right in front of his own eyes. Although most people believe that she is the volcano goddess, others say that she is the ghost of a young woman who was murdered in her hotel room.
Ooh.
We hear those stories all the time.
No, not the murder.
That's right. It's lady in red, right?
Or the scorned lover that jumps out of the window and
right.
or hangs himself.
Well, I'm sure that's part of what happened here too, right?
Oh man, yeah, we want to go to Hawaii sometime.
Oh, I do too.
I heard it's not cheap.
No, this is not cheap. Well, yeah, Hawaii in general, but this place is. They said this is a very commercialized place too.
Sure,
it gives you the full Hawaiian experience, but very much touristy. And they said if you're a if you have children, great. Because you're going to see a lot of kids around here, but they're saying if you're wanting like a romantic getaway,
not the place
to stay away from this place. But they said it's got a lot of the reason they call it a village is because it has everything you need. You don't ever need to leave. It's got stores, it's got shops, it's got spas, it's got whatever you need. You know, pools, and you can go to the beach, or you can whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And so you can never leave their premises and be perfectly fine and have a full vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be nice to. I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, for our 25-year anniversary, it gives me time to save up a little bit of money. Yeah, it would be nice. It'd be pretty. And I want to stay in a haunted hotel. That's I'm not going to tell her that. When we, I'll book the hotel.
Like, who would have?
I had no
haunted
idea.
Haunted Hawaii.
And she'll say, I heard you guys talking about that on the, well, no, see, she didn't listen. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, somebody will tell her, though. You know,
she'll have to learn it from Olivia. Oh, wait, no, she didn't listen.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Elijah just said, I've listened to a few. Yeah,
Colin Bean.
Yeah, you made it, I don't know, maybe 10. I don't know if but what's funny is he always says, oh, I'm listening to this new podcast. It's really good. I'm like, that's awesome. I mean, I listen to 60 podcasts, but I'm like, hey, I know a good one. He's like, not yours, Dan. Why would I think mine? I don't. Yeah, this is a creepy place. So you said you just looked up haunted Hawaii.
I did.
You never really like heard about. Okay.
Never. No. I didn't even know about this place. I didn't know it was the biggest hotel ever, like on the face of the earth. Right.
Yeah. Because there are a lot of haunted hotels in Hawaii. So I was just wondering if you had heard this specifically or you just came across it. Cause there's a dozen or more other hotels are supposed to be creepy.
That's what I thought about suggesting that we look at, like, just do haunted Hawaii, you know.
Yeah, we could. Oh.
Totally do that.
There's a lot of places. Yeah, like I said, it's not just this village. I mean, there's a ton. So
I love it. It says, located on the island of Oahu, the Hilton Hawaiian Village Hotel was born from the idea of Henry J. Kosher. Kosher also built the Hoover Dam and the Grand Coulee Dam. In order to construct the large hotel, Kosher bought Kalia Estate. It was formerly called the Kosher Village Hotel. Today, the hotel sits on more than 22 acres of beachfront property, and it's also the biggest swimming pool in the entire Waikiki. It has exotic wildlife, more than 22 restaurants, a botanical garden. The Hilton Hawaiian Village Hotel is the largest hotel in the Hilton chain and is more than 3,000 rooms for guests to choose from. It's also the 17th largest hotel in the whole world. Wow.
Interesting.
I found, and I'm going to attempt this.
Good luck.
More detail on the story of the volcano goddess.
Oh, yeah.
Pele is her name. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not the soccer player.
Legend tells us that Pele was the daughter of Kane Mailohai and Haumea, creators of the sky, earth, and upper heavens. Mm. She was believed to be born in Tahiti, but was exiled due to her horrible temper. Oh. to what we now today or know today as Hawaii. When her older sister, and this is going to be the hard one, Namako Kaihi, found out where she was, she traveled to Hawaii to fight her younger sibling. Things didn't end well for Paley. She was torn apart by her sister, and her remains were left in Maui on a hill called Kawia o Pele.
I did nice. This to us, didn't I?
Sibling rivalry at its worst. Apparently, Pele really enjoys Hawaii and enjoys letting people know that she's still here. You may see her wandering the halls, and as Sean was saying earlier, and taking strolls down the beach. She's known as, by many forms, hitchhiker, elderly woman. And mm-hmm. Many strangers know her, or who show up, or maybe a stranger who shows up at your door. Many people have seen her as a young woman in a red dress.
Interesting.
It's a little more history in depth of where she came from.
The goddess Pele.
Pele.
Do you guys know anything? One of the things about Hawaii, and we should probably talk about this a little bit more in detail, maybe another mini or something, but have you ever heard of the Menehune?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I remember this from Full House, honestly, when they took the Hawaiian vacation or whatever. Do you remember that? And they're like,
no, you don't remember that at all. Full House,
but
my wife did.
Amy did. I guarantee you, she. Yeah,
I know
it.
She did.
But I remember Stephanie seeing the wanting to see the Menehune and saw one or whatever. But that's where I know. So, but they're little people. So they're the funny thing is it's just like leprechauns and all these other little things that are around dwarves. I hate to say it, but it's true that people see, and there's legends of them. But it's interesting to me, the legend of the Menehune, because it's all around the Hawaiian Islands and Polynesia. But Hawaiian legend has it that many centuries ago, the Menehune were a mischievous group of small people, dwarves, who lived hidden in the forests and valleys of the islands where the first settlers arrived from Polynesia. These Menehune, who roamed the deep forest at night, were said to be about 2 feet tall, though some were as tiny as 6 inches, small enough to fit in the palm of a hand. They enjoyed dancing, singing, and archery, and their favorite foods were bananas and fish. The Menehune have been known to use magic arrows to pierce the heart of angry people, igniting feelings of love instead. They also enjoy cliff diving, and according to local lore, they were smart, extremely strong, and excellent craftsmen. Very strong. Were rarely seen by human eyes, and they are credited with mighty feats of engineering and overnight construction. What the heck? I think that's fascinating. So I didn't know that much about them.
Balloons.
But right. But the fact that they, and if they couldn't construct something overnight, they would just scrap it and move on.
Very strong. They can bench press a toothpick.
But they say when the Hawaiian people came there that all these things were there, and they attributed it to these magical spirits, or they didn't even see them as like they saw them as, you know, small beings from wherever they thought they were from. I don't know, but I think it's interesting.
Hmm.
I want to be a Menehune. Who's a Menehune?
Who's
a Menehune? Somewhere out there, I'm hitting a nerve with somebody. That's like, yeah,
I want to be Menehune.
Who doesn't?
This is a mini.
It is.
So here we go. I don't believe in the Menehune.
I don't know if we have. Do we have any listeners from? Oh, you don't really? Oh, no, man. Don't. See, I do. I'm like 100% right here. But I would like to. This is like the leprechauns. I want them
the
to
Hawaiian
be
leprechaun.
This is.
It's kind of like, yeah.
I'm not sure about this.
You're not sure about this one? But my point is with Hawaii that there's a lot of cool, interesting stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
They're cool cats in Hawaii. I don't know if we have any listeners, but I hope this actually helps us, not hurts us.
Not that I remember that we, as far as having listeners in Hawaii.
It's kind of like, remember what was it, Tuscaloosa? We were like, hey, we just got some listeners from Tuscaloosa. Bye, Tuscaloosa.
Literally
like,
one week.
It might be Hawaii. You're like, Honolulu like, shows up and like, look, Honolulu. Goodbye, Honolulu.
We had like 12 downloads, and then that's it. We even gave them the furnace, the whatever that furnace was, and Remember? That, I love that one. That was a mini. But, yeah, I think Hawaii, if they show up, yeah, they're gone.
Yeah, they may not be around long.
Well, you know, I mean, you got nice beaches and surf. And
Is that why they're not listening? Well, they can listen to
they don't have time for podcasts.
They have time for Mako. They could listen to it on the
Mako
beach.
Mako Sharks.
Mm. Well, you're not helping. Everything but Mako the podcast, right? You have anything else on the Hilton Hawaiian Village, Hawaiian Hilton, whatever?
I do not, but I think it's interesting that if there's so many children around, you know, and that there's, because a lot of people, I watched videos on some of the creepy things that happened, but there's, again, there's a lot of haunted places in Hawaii, but there's a lot of history there too. No Indian burial grounds, spoiler alert. But apparently Menehune burial grounds. But, I think it's interesting that, you know, like with this, the kind of energy that you'd have with all the families and the kids running around, that there would just be some of this creepy stuff, though. But like, hey, I'm on vacation, and who's that lady in a red dress floating by?
Well, they are very superstitious. Like, they are very respectful of their, like, remember?
That's a good point.
Remember the Brady Bunch?
Mm-hmm. I do remember the Brady Bunch being there, too.
And, that's right. They take it to the hotel room, and then Peter's got that spider. All the bad luck starts happening. The spider crawls up in Peter's bed. Greg is in that surf contest, and he crashes and wrecks and all kinds of bad. So
you don't remember Full House, but you remember the Bradys, which is fair.
Everybody watched the Brady Bunch.
I did too. I love it.
I cannot believe you watched.
No, I watched. Of course I did. I watched every episode.
I can't believe you
watched. Yeah, you can.
He did too.
Nate. Yep. You too.
But no pimple poppers, right?
Oh, back to the pimple pop.
Oh, you got all excited over there again.
Well, that was an interesting little discussion. Short but sweet. Nate, help us out.
Well, I hope everybody liked that Menehune.
What a bunch of hooey, huh?
And that's a wrap.
That was a bunch of hooey. Thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 131 and our discussion on the Hilton Hawaiian Village. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Menehune.